It happened one Tuesday. It happened at 3. King's butler was taking his afternoon tea. And that's when he noticed a dent in the kettle, a gash on his handle, some stains in the metal. So he ran to the tea shop. He paid them in cash for a new one. The old one was tossed in the trash, tip on a sprout, a sad kettle pilot amid pillings and tin can is swept through the night.
Come morning to old kettle felt a bump bump. It woke up to discover itself at the dump. More peeling, more tin cans, a mattress, a bone. Old kettle had never felt so much alone. With nothing to sing for and no one to care, the kettle slid under a broken down chair.
There, all autumn, all winter till spring, when in spite of its state, it felt it must sing. It sang for the sweet breeze. It sang for a bird who had just sung to it, and the rag picker heard. He heard the old kettle and quick picked it out. He looked at the handle, he tapped on the spout. You're perfectly fine, you've got plenty of life. So he brought the old kettle back home to his wife.
And the ragpicker wife, who admires of thrift, gave her husband a huge for this most welcome gift. She shined the old kettle, she said, good as new, and the kettle now beaming knew just what to do. It sang in the cottage when the sun shimmered high. It sang over biscuit and gooseberry pie. It sang for the children. It voice filled the house. It sang for the cat and the brave kitchen mouse. It still sang its voice full of joy, full of cheer. If you pass by the Radbury Cottage, you'll hear.